मेरे घर आया करो, कभी खुशी कभी गम, तारा रम पम पम, हंसो और हंसाया करो. The video, which is being launched in Mumbai, is supported by high-profile Bollywood figures, including Selena Jaitley, who is a United Nations equality champion. The campaign comes just after the decision of the Indian Supreme Court to uphold Section 377 of the country's penal code, which criminalizes homosexual acts. I've been speaking to Charles Radcliffe from the Human Rights Office, who's in Mumbai.
The Free and Equal campaign is essentially a big global public information campaign. It's trying to challenge homophobic attitudes and send a very clear message to the world that the UN, that we stand with activists who are trying to challenge discriminatory laws and treatment, and we want to really help explain to people that LGBT people are just that, they're people, and they're entitled to be treated with respect and dignity.
Why are you launching this campaign right now in India?
The Supreme Court last December reinstated a 150-year-old law criminalizing homosexuality, a law that was actually imposed by the British in the colonial era. And since then, there has just been an extraordinary mobilization of civil society, of the LGBT community, and of others who are just outraged that this antiquated old law has been reinstated by the Supreme Court. We've had a big public debate, which is unprecedented in India's history. So this is a critical time for India, for the LGBT community here, and we wanted to come and make sure that the voice of the UN was part of that debate.
What sort of impact do you expect a video like this to have in India?
In India, Bollywood is hugely popular, in fact, not just in India, but it's extremely important, and people love Bollywood. And so we wanted to use the medium of Bollywood to reach a much wider public than the UN could ever normally reach by itself. It's one thing to have these academic or diplomatic discussions and to meet with activists, and that's all important. But with this campaign, we wanted to reach a much broader public and to send a signal to people who might not otherwise tune in to the UN, but who do love Bollywood, who love music, who will perhaps listen to this and have a think in that it should be a conversation starter for people that perhaps are not used to having conversations about this issue.
Do you think it's likely to change attitudes?
Well, I don't think one video by itself can change attitudes, but it's all part of a broader conversation that is taking place in India right now.